This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for January 2014. Our radio show guest is Dr. Jonathan Rassom, a research aerospace engineer at NASA Langley Research Center and a lifelong musician. Jonathan is passionate about family, science, music, and helping others. He is a third-generation musician with his brother, as both his parents play musical instruments, his grandfather played violin, and both grandparents were founding members of a synagogue choir in San Diego. At his brother's bar mitzvah, his family performed an ensemble and performed together at the reception. His mother played flute, his father played clarinet, his brother played violin, and Jonathan played the piano. He says, quote, "There always seemed to be classical music playing on the radio at home while he was growing up. I heard Dr. Jonathan Rassom's beautiful cantorial singing during this year's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services during the Jewish Holy Days at Congregation Emmett Vor. Welcome to our radio show."
Thank you very much for having me, Dr. Frank.
Jonathan, how does classical music play a part of your life as a scientist and structural acoustics engineer at NASA? And what musical instruments do you play?
My musical journey started with classical violin lessons at the age of 4, playing a bluegrass violin duet with my brother, accompanied by my mother on the guitar, at the Julian Banjo and Fiddle Contest outside San Diego. I asked my mom if I could switch to taking piano lessons when I was 6. So I studied violin privately for 2 years, piano privately for 10 years, and then began studying voice and singing in choirs through high school and college. Today I sing for Temple Sinai and Congregation Emet Vaol as a cantor throughout the year and sing classical choral music with the Virginia Chorale. Sometimes at NASA, my colleagues and I will form a music ensemble and perform at the annual holiday party.
When and where did you begin working in structural acoustics?
My junior year of college at Cornell, I studied abroad in Berlin, Germany, and had an internship with 3 cantors from the Jewish community. I returned from that study abroad convinced I would attend cantorial school. However, in my senior year, a friend of mine who had graduated earlier from my college went on to pursue a PhD in acoustics. He told me his advisor was looking to hire an additional acoustics PhD student. After investigating this program, I realized that a fully funded PhD in acoustics was too good of an opportunity to turn down, so I accepted the offer. My current NASA research project is making supersonic flight practical for commercial aircraft. In order to do this, the federal law forbidding sonic booms must be changed. I run research studies using local volunteers and sonic boom simulators to determine noise standards for quiet sonic booms.
Please share with our radio audience your recent visit to Grinnell College in Iowa, where you received your physics degree.
In November, I was at Grinnell College in Iowa to share my research, advertise NASA internships, and excite students about careers at NASA. I also visited with several of my former professors.
Thank you, Dr. Jonathan Rassom, for sharing your work with our radio audience as a research engineer in acoustics at NASA and as a professional cantor. You are an inspiration to all of us to keep learning, sharing, and motivating others.